Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about our Braves, guys. Spring training continues. Mike Conte said it. Opening day, just a couple of weeks away. And I'm wondering, Mike, do you move Acuña with as hot as he's been now in spring training to the cleanup spot? You brought this up weeks ago, and I was like, no. You leave him at the top. You let your best player, or at least one of them, get as many as bats as possible. He's going to cause havoc on the base paths. But you could do that with Ender and Ciarte and put Acuña in the four spot, couldn't you?
Yeah, but as you said, the new baseball guys, the new numbers, the new metrics, whatever you want to call it, you want to get that guy getting as many at-bats as possible, don't you?
Ronald
Acuña?
You do.
And hopefully, you know, if your bottom of the lineup is stepping up, and Albies is stepping up, and Dansby gets his bat going, then maybe you can knock some guys in that'll inherit. But I'm with you. I the old days when we grew up, you're the big man on campus, you're batting cleanup. But now, because Ender is the five-tool guy that can get on first, now he's on second, he's stolen a base, he can score from almost any kind of a base knock. I still say, and again, it's counterintuitive the way you and I watch baseball, I would keep him there at one, two, or three. I want him to get as many at-bats. I wouldn't have him clean up. Maybe I'd go three.
Yeah. If you did that, by the way, and you had Ender leading off, and you had Acuña hitting cleanup, you'd have, you know, Donaldson and Freeman in between those guys. Marcakis would then hit fifth. And then you'd have Ozzie and you know, obviously, you know, who's catching Flowers or McCann, and then obviously Dansby.
But that's the beauty of it. If Donaldson is back to MVP form, who are you pitching around?
Nobody.
Right? I mean, Donaldson's going to see good pitches. Freddie's going to see good pitches.
Yeah.
Acuña is going to be really, you know, on Marcakis for making sure he holds up his end of the bottom of the deal.
I agree. I mean, you know, it's not murderer's row, but this is pretty good. This is you have the potential for one, two, three. Four guys maybe having 100 RBI, maybe three for sure, in Acuña, if he plays the full season, obviously, and Freeman and Donaldson. I'm not. That's not far-fetched. And again, I think Acuña could be a 30-for-30 guy, or a 30-for-30, 30-and-30 guy. 30-for-30 is a ESPN.
What if I told you the Braves were too cheap to bring him up last year from camp?
That's a 30-for-30. Hey, real quick, if you're wondering, starting infield is Freddie, first base, Ozzie, second base. Josh Donaldson is at third base. We've said this. He's got it locked down for this season, but that doesn't mean that we won't see Austin Riley at some point, Mike,
right. Austin Riley, swinging a good bat, and again, get him some reps in the outfield. He can also spell Marcakis, who's no spring chicken. So let's see Austin Riley out there, Camargo, Culberson, the one guy we talked about this earlier in the week. What about Duvall? Is Duvall too much of a liability that you're not going to bring him around?
Probably. Dansby obviously is locked in there at shortstop, and if you missed our interview with Alex Anthopoulos.
Yeah.
I was about to say Alex Acuña. I'm getting all these names mixed up. Anthopoulos, he said that Dansby is on schedule and that they feel really good about what he's been doing down there at spring training. And then, obviously, you got Marcakis and Acuña and Inciarte in the outfield. I like what we got. I just think, again, this comes down to what our starting pitching is going to give us and what these young arms, okay, over the course of a season. Last year, to put it plain and simple, we had guys that were beat and tired. Just worn down. The season wore them down, and you threw a lot of guys out there that weren't used to pitching that many innings, Mike.
Right.
It weighed on them. You know, and I always say this. You want to go get innings eaters, guys that will give you 200-plus innings, because that's really what it's about in the major leagues. Yes, you hope they're, you know, solid with their stuff and you know, they win 15 games for you, but that's not always the case. And so I am now just really saying – I think this season, we're going to score runs. We're going to be productive. We're going to have guys that get on and get driven home. But can the pitching hold up, especially the starting pitching?
I still think it's a bass-ackwards way to do it. We talked with Alex Anthopoulos. And again, guys, he's gracious enough to come on the show. It's not his fault. Whose fault it is Terry McGuirk, who basically is the hatchet man for Liberty Media and the self-imposed salary cap and all the doublespeak they threw at The Athletic in that interview. But, I mean, if you trust Kyle Wright to get it right, and I do. I think Kyle Wright looks great. He looks all the part right now. So if Tukey continues to show up, he had a much better outing last time. So Alex Wright and then Tukey, you know, interchangeable as the fifth starter, that you still need to go get another guy. Gio Gonzalez has been perfect. Take the pressure off these other guys. But if you listen to that interview, he's still high on Coby Allard, still high on Max Fried. So he believes that these guys can all be starters.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.